What is up, everyone? Brandon First, aka First Report, representing the ESBC Podcast Network. It is Sunday, September 27, 2020, and it is time for our final Southern California baseball podcast as the regular season has ended. From now on these Sundays, you will be listening to us talk fully about everything Major League Baseball. Two of the three Southern California baseball teams will be included. Unfortunately, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim were not one of them. But while the team might not be winner, one of their biggest fans, she's always a winner. I mean, she's the CEO of the Winner's Circle. So you can't get too down when you live in the Winner's Circle. How are you doing today to my co-host, Brianna Winner?
I'm good, and you're welcomed back in now that our teams are done.
Perfect. I think the sweep, I gave Jace Tingler a call, and I told him, I said, look, I need to get back in the Winner's Circle. And look, the Angels are, they're hanging on. How about we just give them a couple games? You know, I get back into the Winner's Circle. We still get the four seed, and the Angels, you know, go into the weekend with a chance to bring down the Dodgers. And Jace Tingler said he'd throw those games. And that's exactly what happened. I am back in the Winner's Circle. It's great. It's great to be here. Security sure. Security is still staring me down. I'm not going to lie. I got the eyes on me, but that's okay. It's to be expected. So very, very excited to have Brianna here. Obviously, Angels season has come to an end, but this past week made it interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Monday they did win their final game against the Rangers, 8-5. You saw Jared Walsh get his first grand slam of his career, the second for the Angels this season behind Pujols' last month. And that was in the fourth inning. And also in that same frame, the Angels pulled 7 runs with that grand slam. And then obviously Bundy came back from that horrible outing he had a week ago, pitched 5 innings, 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, 5 hits, and only 3 earned runs out of the 5 that the Rangers had. And then Tuesday and Wednesday is my fun. So we beat the Padres. You're hurting, aren't you?
I was at the this time. This hurts. The fact that the fourth seed got wrapped up a little later, I like the Angels. I've always liked the Angels. I was actually, cheering really hard for them when they won the World Series.
But we could have messed with you so much.
Well, you could have. And believe me, on Thursday, I wasn't very high on the Padres. I was very, very low on them. I was not a fan. I was definitely not looking forward to this part of the podcast. I'll tell you that. On Wednesday. Uh-oh, here we go. Anyways.
So obviously Tuesday we beat the Padres 4-2. Max Stassi had his multi-homer game with 2. He also went 4-for-4 in that game. Obviously, talked about Griffin Canning in the last podcast. He went 6 innings, only gave up 2 hits, 1 run, 5 walks, but had 10 strikeouts. I think that's the most that he's had all season. So that's a plus for the future to come. And then Wednesday beat you guys 5-2. There were 3 home runs in the second inning, and I'm sure that one hurts you because it was like back-to-back for the first two. So you saw Ohtani, Upton, and Bamboom get a home run each. Barria only went 2 innings, gave up 3 hits and 2 earned runs. And Pablo Sandoval, who got his first win of the season, pitched 3 innings, 2 hits, and had 5 strikeouts. And at that point, we were still in the race as the Astros and the Blue Jays had not yet clinched. And obviously Thursday, it was a day off, thank God. But going into Friday, the fire alarm at Dodger Stadium went off. So they had to stop play for about a few minutes while they figure out why it was going off. Obviously, they resumed after the personnel said that they were cleared to go and they turned the fire alarm off. But it was funny to watch because I didn't even have my volume on. I just saw the blinking lights and just them stopping. That's all I saw. And I'm like, wait, did the fire alarm just go off? And yes, folks, it did. Unfortunately, that did not help the momentum. as Angels still lost 5-9. All of the runs for the Angels came on home runs. So you had Trout, Upton, and Walsh each hit a home run in this game, but they gave up 5 home runs to the Dodgers, which really hurt. Heaney pitched 4 innings, had given up 8 hits, 5 of those runs, 2 walks and 3 strikeouts, but Matt Andreessen ended up getting the loss, pitching an inning and 2/3, giving up 1 hit, 1 earned run, and had 1 strikeout, but just because of that one run, he ended up getting the loss. The next day, and here's why I say they need to get rid of Tehran, they lost 6-7. They really need to get rid of Julio Tehran because he does nothing. So obviously Trout was not in the lineup after it was confirmed that they were not making playoffs, which was sad for every Angel fan that had hope. They had him sit these last 2 days. Obviously Tehran pitched only 1 inning and then gave up 2 hits, 3 earned runs, and 2 walks, and only had 3 strikeouts in his 1 inning of work. Yeah, they need to get rid of Tehran. He does not do well. Obviously, today's game just ended. So yeah, Trout was not in the lineup and they did lose 5-0. So to end the season, they went they won 3 of the last 6. So, which obviously isn't a good way to end. And they finishing 4th in the American League West, which also hurts. But we could still say we swept the Astros in a 4-game series. And that's always going to be fun, because everybody hates the Astros, especially in Los Angeles. And that's all for my Angels report. On to your Padres report.
Yeah, you know, for the Padres, obviously, we kind of heard the first part of the week. Not ideal. And the main part on Wednesday, it's funny, you brought up the 3 home runs in 1 inning. And it took me a minute to think about that. And I remember thinking there was something else that happened in that game that was a lot more important. And at least for the Padres, obviously, look, the Angels, they were going and getting it done. But Mike Clevinger going out first inning looked dominant. I mean, I didn't see anything different. I mean, he looked really good. 1-2-3 inning. I know he got at least 1 strikeout. And then, you know, I think Grisham or Tatis was up in the bottom of the first. And all of a sudden, they're like, hey, Mara Hone's in the bullpen. It came out, now he's not going to need, you know, Tommy John, that dirty word, but it is not a situation where he's going to be readily available. Very interesting situation. Now, obviously, that was kind of the capstone on top of a rough day, and it was tough, let's be honest, especially considering the age at the time. The Padres hadn't really had the 4th seed locked up, and the 4th seed essentially means you're the only wild card team with home field when you can actually have home field before they move to the bubble. So they end up getting that because of it was on Friday. Yeah, the Cardinals ended up losing on Friday, opened the door up for the Padres. They split the doubleheader on Friday with one of the more interesting situations of Trent Grisham hitting a walk-off home run at Oracle Park in the 7th inning. I mean, that's a very 2020 sentence right there. The Padres walk-off in San Francisco in the 7th inning. Very, very odd. But they got the win there. They also won last night, being Saturday. And currently, at the moment, they lead 5-4 as I believe they get ready. No, they are still in the bottom of the 8th. It is 5-4. The Giants, I believe, must win that game to keep their playoff hopes alive. We will see how that goes. There's still a lot to be decided. But for the Dodgers, their week, obviously, they finished with the 3 with the Angels. Their week pretty much has been getting everything ready for the postseason. They clinched the home field throughout the entirety of the playoffs, including the World Series. They're looking ahead to whoever they get as the 8 seed, which would probably at this moment be the Brewers. So we'll see how that goes as everything finishes up. Looking ahead for the Padres, they will be facing more than likely the Cardinals. As I just see where we're at, as these standings are literally updating by the minute, as pretty much all the games are finishing around the same time. But yes, at the moment, the Padres would face the Cardinals, a team that they're about six games better than in the standings. And I would really like the Marlins to somehow, some way sneak their way into that five seed. I would rather face the Marlins than the Cardinals. Personally, I think the Padres are better than each of those teams. But the main concern right now for the Padres is the health of Mike Clevinger, because on Friday night, Denilson Lamet also left the game early with an injury. Now, Padres are very optimistic. They actually expect him to start game one on Wednesday against whoever that would be. So that's a nice sign for Padre fans. But it was a week full of starting pitching questions. Will Myers also had to leave the game. He has since returned today with a home run. So he looks like he's back. But for the Padres, a week that, while yes, it wasn't perfect in terms of how we played against the Angels really roughed us up and showed us our vulnerabilities. The biggest thing right now for the Padres is staying healthy. There's no doubt about it. They cannot continue that way. So, when you say, I'm sorry, just looking at that one game for Tuesday. Okay, got it. That is a playoff game?
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
It's the ALWC, but I think at this point, everything's a wild card.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
I'm seeing. But that's the only game that is set already.
Okay.
We're just waiting for everybody else to finish. The White Sox are coming back, and they still got another inning. But, I mean, Reds and Twins are tied right now, so we don't know how that one's going to go. And it looks like the Cardinals Brewers game's just finished.
Yeah, 5-1, I think.
So it looks like the Cardinals won 5-2.
5-2. Got it.
Is what I just saw. Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see soon.
Yeah.
Probably in the next few minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Everything will be locking in. Looks like more than likely the Padres will get the Cardinals in the first round. Every single time, I swear. If you ask.
Oh, Marlins won.
Oh, okay. Marlins won. So that might keep things going. I'm not sure. I know that Major League Baseball.
1-5-0.
Good to know. I know Major League Baseball announced that the Cardinals might not have to make up. They still technically have two more games after today, but Major League Baseball has said that unless those games are absolutely needed, they might not need to be made up. Now, I don't know what is needed to make those needed, if that makes sense. But that is something to keep in mind for the Cardinals. And look, I'll tell you this right now. If you're a Padre fan and you say, outside of the Dodgers, what is the one franchise that in the playoffs you fear more than anything else? Every single Padre fan will tell you the St. Louis Cardinals. Padres have never beaten the Cardinals in a playoff series. And it's going to be – you're going to see all the stats this week if that is in fact the case. I mean, I go back to when I went to the 2006 playoff game. It was the Cardinals that shut out the Padres en route to them stealing a World Series away from everybody. But looking, like I said, looking ahead for the Padres and for the Dodgers probably going to get the Brewers. If they get the Giants, that would be very, very interesting. But for the Padres, more than likely the Cardinals. What about the Angels? Now, obviously, the Angels will not be playing playoff baseball, but they have a very interesting offseason ahead. I think most people already know what they need, but let's put those in. Oh, what's that?
Well, something just came in.
Perfect.
Billy Epler will not return as the general manager. The Angels have fired him.
Wow, okay.
I just got that report. And the team has missed the playoffs every single year that he has been the general manager. They've missed every single year. So I think that was definitely a contributing factor. But what they really need is pitching. Like, if Trevor Bauer can just come to the Angels just at least for 1 year, just so he can face the Astros multiple times, I would be very happy. We just need pitching. We want to leave at this. And at this point, if they keep missing the playoffs, it's going to happen. But pitching is going to be their number one. At least it should be. And they want to win. They want Mike Trout to get that ring. I mean, every Angel fan at this point is looking like, we need pitching. But we also would love to not have this hard of a schedule ever again. because at the beginning I said that they have they had the hardest schedule, and they had to finish their season off against the Dodgers, which was not ideal considering they were still in the hunt prior to this series. And obviously they've lost the last three. They lost all three against them. So the pitching is what's really going to be, I think, their focus. And if you can get rid of Tehran, that's good too. But, yeah. But keep Bundy and keep.
I got to agree. I think all Angel fans, all baseball fans have to kind of see that from the Angel side of things. And I will say that I think there's some pieces there. I like Bundy. I really like Griffin Canning. And now the bullpen left a lot to be desired. But there are a couple pieces for the Angels to build on. And like you said, look, they have the best player in baseball. Obviously, I think this
Aren't
is
you
very,
to say it?
Sorry. No, no, not
Aren't
at all.
You to say best player in baseball?
Not at all. Like I
no,
said,
you're still not saying Tatis?
No. And like I said, even when I was saying those things, I think it was more a kind of like teasing type thing, because even if Trout had hit like 220 or whatever, I mean, Trout has done what he's done for 8 to 10 years consistently. I love Tatis, but he's only been in the league a year and a half. So he just can't be there yet. And like I said, a lot of what I would say was kind of, and he might be, I do believe Fernando Tatis Jr. is the most electrifying player in baseball, period. But I would build a team around a young Mike Trout before a young Fernando Tatis. I'll say that right now. And that's fine. They both play very, very important positions. I'm perfectly fine having Fernando Tatis on the Padres. So it's all good. But Billy Epler leaving, I think that's really an interesting situation. Now I wonder, does Joe Madden try and get the band back together and maybe give Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer a call and say, hey, you guys don't really like David Ross as a manager anyway, why don't you come out here to LA, bring your money ball, you won on the East Coast, you won in the Midwest, why don't you come out and you win on the West Coast? We'll see if that happens. If the Angels could get that to happen, wow, that would be incredible. That would be very, very interesting for Angel fans really everywhere. But that is really all we have. You got any final thoughts on really the Southern California podcast as a whole and, of course, anything else?
Well, St. Louis officially has a playoff spot.
Okay.
So it looks like they are not going to finish the rest of the games. But otherwise, the rest of the games have not been set yet. So I guess we will find that out within the next coming hours. Yeah. But otherwise, Angels, if you're listening, get pitchers. You need pitching. That's your downfall.
100%. And I know they are listening too. I'm sure they are. Especially, Billy Epler, he might be giving us a call about an internship at some point here soon, but no, I'm just kidding. Anyways, it has been very, very fun this season doing the Southern California baseball podcast. We will be focusing mainly on the main podcast being MLB, but it will always be on Sunday, and we'll be in touch on how you can find those in the future. But for Brianna Winter, my name is Brandon First, a.k.a. First Report, representing the ESBC Podcast Network. Thank you all so much for listening. Now go wash your hands and stop hating. Take care, everybody.
If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use, and they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers.